Following months of discussions with the USDA on ways to improve the coronavirus food assistance program and a rule change, National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says improvements can still be made to the program. He would like to see adjustments made to the reference period.
In order for you to participate in a material way in the program, you have to document your losses at or before April 15th. Well, April 15th, this crisis was just taking off. And so if they move that reference period forward in time, we're suggesting to the end of this year, but certainly at least to the end of the federal fiscal year, which would be the end of September, it'll give USDA a chance to quantify what agriculture is really suffering and make a lot of impacted producers able to get money out of this program.
Altogether, the specialty crop sector has the potential to receive $2.3 billion in support, but the sector hasn't received half of that at this time. Quarles explains the disconnect between the sector and USDA.
For specialty crops, we really don't have a futures market that underpins our commodities. So there's real challenges with price transparency there. It was hard for USDA to look into the data and figure out the impacts that were occurring with specialty crops. So that created a lag in specialty crops being able to participate in CFAP.
Agricultural organizations are ramping up their CFAP promotion to boost numbers. However, limited data challenges this effort. The sign-up data released each week by the Farm Service Agency doesn't tell us the exact number of potato growers, for example, in Minnesota or North Dakota, who have received the money. Northern Plains Potato Growers Association President Donovan Johnson tells the Red River Farm Network there are a few potato growers in the Valley who have received payments, but the association hasn't been able to get a confirmation on that exact number. Neither have we. In the meantime, the potato industry is waiting on a response to the letter sent Friday to the USDA. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.